Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To show them either you're with them or not. Because again, different times, even from what feels like, you know, you say 2017 doesn't feel like so long ago, but just in terms of where this country is and what it accepts and won't accept right now, a much different place. And so he's going to have to say one way or the other. I imagine he's going to stick to his guns because old Jerry usually sticks to his guns. And he tries to work out something in the middle where, again, it's hey, can I kneel with you guys beforehand? We do something. But I'm not sure that that's going to work this time. I'm not sure it's going to work this time around. So we'll see. We'll see. I can't imagine Jerry actually kneeling during it, but he may have to allow his players to do so or watch it happen because they seem pretty intent on testing him and on not to do it to test him, but to do it because they feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, so that's the latest from ESPN there about Dont Harpo and the Dallas Cowboys. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Ryan McDonough is going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
If you've ever been thinking about selling your home, now is the time.
That's right. Inventory is low and sellers are getting top dollar.
And there's no better team to call than the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
Call Jennifer Carstensen today at 901-685-6000. She took care of me and she'll take care of you. Visit livelovememphis.com.
Summertime is here. You're going to be by the pool. You're going to be in the yard. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're doing those things. And if so, New Amsterdam Vodka is perfect for making great summertime drinks. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, I swear to you, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There's an 80-proof New Amsterdam vodka. There's a 100-proof New Amsterdam vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so make sure to keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on radio.com or the radio.com app.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go, and they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The sizzle is real this summer. And the weather won't be the only thing heating up. Because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too. Thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including 4 amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Take me around the world and back again.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Rib Love Memphis Group, Remax Expert. Inventory's low, so you need to get involved and get top dollar when you go with the Live Love Memphis team. It's what Jason did. It's what KT did. It's what Scott did. The list goes on and on. They're the best in Memphis. They want to help you. They want to get you in that new home. They want to help you get top dollar. So go with the Live Love Memphis team at RE/MAX Experts. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
685-6000 is the number if you'd like to go ahead and call. 685-6000 was the number I called, asked for Jennifer Carson. So that hard-working team, I had never sold a house, had bought a home. But had all these questions, like, am I even going to be able to sell this thing? Jennifer Carstensen put my mind at ease. She'll do the same for you. Again, 685-6000, get on your way. Like John said, inventory is low. Likelihood is that home will be sold quickly, no matter how big a job you think it's going to be for you. They will get you through it swiftly, quickly, simply, and you'll appreciate it just like I did. Again, 685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen, the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the show, Jason and John. This is what we do every day from 11 to 2, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The talk of the town, Jason, the talk of the town is Musa Cisse. He's a 6'11" big man, reclassified and graduated from Lausanne Collegiate School here in the city of Memphis. And everybody wants to know, where's he going? Who knows? Great question. Glad you asked. Probably Memphis.
Okay, when's he doing it?
Oh, I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
That's the question everybody wants to know. I think most people think now it is a done deal to Memphis, including you, including our man Eric Bossy, who we had on earlier. He flipped his pick over the weekend. We were talking about that yesterday of the national guys that flipped their picks from LSU to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Question now is when. Everybody believes. And so now does the clock start working against you where you feel like everybody switched over? It was a situation where you were saying, we were saying, the longer it goes, the better that is for Memphis. Well, now that it's flipped, I'm sure Penny Hardaway, man, he's probably got a pretty good idea. But I'm sure most now would say, well, now that you're this close, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. You want to shut it down, not give LSU any extra chance, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he represents is much different. LSU's sitting on the number 8 class in the nation. We were talking about this with Bossy a little bit when we had him on earlier. He's got the number 8 class, got LSU number 8 in the country. They've got a 3-star 7-footer already in the Josh Gray kid, but also a 5-star guard. This Musa adds a lottery pick, yes, to a class that's already top 10, probably makes them top 5 one way or the other. He didn't have what the actual ranking would be added up, but you got to imagine you add a potential lottery pick to it. LSU class goes up to a top 5 class. That said, what it represents for Memphis and what Musa represents for LSU, two different things. When I looked at Memphis, now they don't consider rivals. Obviously, doesn't include the transfers. Doesn't include DeAndre Williams. Doesn't include Landers Nolley. Right now, they've just got Ahmad Rand as the guy. Memphis down at 85, mm-hmm. and understandably so. This is obviously for 2020. Add a Musa Cisse to it. It's just like the difference we talked about on the floor and what he could make in terms of turning you into a second weekend at least type team. This will bolt up their recruiting ranking, which quite frankly was, you know, again, you just got Rand right now. If you're not taking into account DeAndre Williams, who you should, frankly, because we think he's got a pretty good chance at a waiver. Landers not a different case, but this obviously what Musa represents in terms of what you're landing changes the game. LSU gonna roll on, you know, and again, they've even got a 7-footer in this mix. Memphis, what it changes in terms of what you're bringing in and what this represents, it makes all the difference in the world for
mm-hmm.
Much more impactful here than it would be than it is for an LSU losing him. That said, I can't imagine if you're LSU, you've gone this long where essentially the whole country believes you're getting him. You believe you're getting him. I can't believe losing him at this hour that they're going to take that any kind of easier because they've expected, I think, to have him for a long time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely do believe it's important for Memphis. We've talked about it for, you know, what feels like a month and a half now, right? I mean, it's key from a roster perspective to get him because he's, you know, he's a missing piece in a lot of ways. You know, you need a 6'11 big. You need a guy who does what he does on the defensive end of the floor. He's dominant on that end. You know, and he's got a little bit of ways to go offensively, but, you know, you certainly have a lot of things you can work with him, you know, on that end as well. I mean, just the immediate impact he makes, I really do believe in a lot of ways he is a program changer. You put him with the guards you've got coming back, and, you know, you've got a top 25 fringe team. You've got a team I think that can, you know, make a run in the NCAA tournament, whatever it might look like, And that's important. You know, this is a little bit of a swing year for Penny Hardaway. It's third year. You know, the prominent coaches that have come through the city of or the University of Memphis, you know, since it was around, you know, they had a tournament to their name by the end of their third season, you know. So it's a swing year. It's important to have a tournament by your name. And, you know, I think Moosa really helps you do that. I think Moosa in a lot of ways locks it in. You really have to, you know, mess it up in a lot of ways to not make a tournament with Moosa and the guards you got coming back. They're experienced. They're a year older, you know. They were all freshmen last year. And I give Penny credit for the way that he held it together because there were lots of different opportunities for that thing to splinter. They didn't. They won 20 games. And though it was not the season that everybody hoped for, it was still fine. It was still a fine season. And, you know, who knows what they would have done in the AAC tournament. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's important for PR purposes, for roster purposes. And it'll be welcome news for sure to the rest of that team.
The question is after you get him, after you figure out the question of whenever, you know, when is he going to commit, after you get him and you hopefully get him in a jersey, you're having college basketball, all that kind of thing on the floor. We've seen where at one point, I think our man Gary Parrish over at CBS Sports, we talked about this, how high he had Houston at one point this year. Now that was before, I think, Nate Hinton surprised us all, decides that he's out mm-hmm. early. They lost Fabian White to a torn ACL, but he had them, I think, as high as five in terms of the country for next season. Kelvin Sampson's team, what they were bringing back. Caleb Mills, obviously a stud. They've got Quentin Grimes second time around, going to be more comfortable. The transfer from Kansas that was a former McDonald's All-American. But the question you'd ask now, again, this is assuming Memphis now has Moosa signed up, you're going to play, okay? No James Wiseman, no lawsuits, all that. You're going to get on the floor and actually battle it out for an AAC title with Houston. Have they come far enough down? Memphis goes far enough up with a Moosa Cisse now, right, changing the entire look of the team. How close are they? Because I tell you that if you check out, just look at where Gary's got Houston now, 13th, now after some of these offseason developments. Like I said, they're still a – I mean, number one, you got Kelvin Sampson. But number two, still a super talented team. We saw how good – Caleb Mills was as a freshman last year. Like, he's an absolute stud. Again, they got Quentin Grimes back, but he's got him down to 13 now. And you just wonder, okay, with a Moosa Cisse, Memphis, you say, okay, looking like now a top 25 team, a lot closer that battle is. Is Memphis, would Memphis be the favorite right now? You know, you're expecting big jumps from the Boogies, the Lesters, the DJs, the sophomores, that kind of thing. But with its front court depth, particularly unproven, in the sense that this is why Moosa means so much, because Malcolm Dandridge is unproven at this point, because Rand, coming from junior college, is unproven at this point. Lance Thomas, we kind of know what he is, and what he is not your typical big that goes out and gets you 7, 8, 9 rebounds to that point. Isaiah Stokes, unproven. And so that's why Moosa is so critical. But for those reasons, because it's just Moosa, and look, I think Malcolm's going to take a big step in particular, but because of that reason, I'd probably still, you give Houston the nod, but it's much, much closer now. Again, with Houston, what it's lost, I think it's two of their top four scorers in terms of the guys they lost with Hinton and White, and then what Memphis is gaining. All of a sudden, that's, you know, it's a lot closer. You know, maybe still with me giving Houston the edge based on the experience and frankly how good of a coach Kelvin Sampson is.
Too. Yeah, and you know,
can never count him out.
A lot of that also just depends on, you know, what happens with the waiver situations and everything like that. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a situation where, you know, Kelvin's going to get the respect. Kelvin's going to get the respect of other coaches.
The nod, or preseason nod.
Yeah, that'll happen. I expect that fully, but I really do believe it's going to be, you know, pretty much neck and neck. You know, I mean, I think it'll be neck and neck between Memphis and Houston. I mean, I there's not a big, much like last season, there's not a big in the league that can do what Moosa does, especially defensively, right? Like, there's just not a guy that has that sort of an impact. Now, James, I feel like, was a little different in that his impact was more on the, you know, offensive end. And he was serviceable defensively, but, like, he wasn't renowned as this great shot blocker per se, could do it, was 7 foot tall, could protect the rim, obviously, but that was his game was more predicated on, you know, just making a huge difference offensively. Moose is kind of the opposite, whereas, like, he can do things for you offensively, but, like, he's not going to be taking elbow jumpers, you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to kind of draw up those plays for him like that. You know, he's going to be a pick and roll guy, high post, cut to the rim, you know, run the floor. Like, that's Musa, you know. I mean, that's going to be sort of what he does. But that's still a very, very key thing to have.
You're going to have a harder time or an easier time getting NCAA clearance than previous Memphis athletes.
I think you'll have about the same difficulty.
I tell you, on one side, on the academic side of it and getting in, it's an easier side, right? Because the standardized testing, that's being thrown out for the COVID part.
That's true. That is a good point.
That was Derrick Rose.
Yep.
Part of that. The other part of this, you just wonder. Okay, well, Memphis just had Wiseman, right? We know the situation. Was listening to Parrish a little bit on talking about this with Sane this morning. We know the situation. Obviously, don't need to be naive here. Of with Musa coming down from New York, NCAA probably going to have its eyes on you already about him landing in Memphis. Then him, indeed, if it comes to fruition, playing at Memphis, NCAA already going to have its own question. So you look from that standpoint, say, well, maybe they make it a little tougher for you to get through. We saw the back and forth with Wiseman, where at one point they're saying, okay, he looks good, you know, and whether you believe that they got more information, whether somebody snitched gave him, whatever it is, they come back and change that. You just, again, with the Musa situation, you know they're going to be looking. Maybe from one part of it, John, academically, yes, easier than it's been because of where we are with COVID right now, but you still got to know eyes are going to be on Memphis. We knew this from the get. We knew this as soon as Musa got to Memphis, and the possibility of this kid ever, you know, playing for Penny and for Memphis. Once that was real, you knew that all eyes would be on Penny Hardaway and on Memphis if it came down to them getting Musa Cisse, and particularly from the NCAA, they will be there anyway. And so you hope Memphis has got all of its T's crossed and its I's dotted, because the heat's going to be on you all the time anyway. Yes. And particularly when you're adding prospects, continuing to add prospects like this, they're going to want to have some questions answered. Hopefully they don't, you know, decide one thing at one point and go back and change things. And now all of a sudden, now Penny's a booster. We're going to decide he's a booster so we can make a case against him. Like I said, they're going to have to answer some questions.
Indeed.
Hopefully they've got the answers already.
All right, we'll come back. Ryan McDonough is going to join us for radio.com sports. We'll talk to him about the restart and more. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Hey, it's Christy Evans with Intercom Memphis. As we all work on safely getting back to business, we must keep our businesses from falling behind. Let's get to work on letting people know how your business can help the community come back together. I can help you construct a plan that utilizes radio, digital, and much more to get your advertising plan back in shape. Let me help you get back to business. Call me today, 901-628-3251. Once again, that's 901-628-3251.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
It all starts with just one thing. People are finding innovative ways to help the environment in these uncertain times. One group recently started making face masks out of plastic bottles found in the ocean. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, ESRadio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls always brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. Eddie joins us now. Ryan, appreciate the time. Are you more optimistic about sort of this being pulled off as we're, you know, basically a day away from the rest of the league or the majority of the league getting down to Orlando? Are you more optimistic about it being pulled off? Are you more pessimistic about it being pulled off? Are you feeling about the same? Sort of where are you as the restart starts to get really real?
That's a great question, and honestly, I think my thoughts on it depend on the day and the time when you ask me. It is a roller coaster. I think a lot of that depends on, obviously, the positive COVID-19 test results, which I think have been good relative to my expectations. There were fewer positive COVID tests than I anticipated. But, you know, today there was some tough news, especially on the Eastern Conference bubble, that some of the best players, and Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards and Spencer Dinwiddie from the Brooklyn Nets, will not play. So I think that the league will do everything it can to start on July 30th and then play the 8 seeding games and then play a full playoff slate. Now, what will the basketball look like or how competitive will certain games, certain teams be? I think a lot of that remains to be determined. But, again, I think the league will do everything it can to push forward and try to finish the season regardless of who's available for the teams involved.
Is it still the same if you don't have a Boston if Gordon Hayward's pulling out in the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals, because his wife is ready to give birth? I know – you know, Jason Tatum has kind of been, but are we going to have, you know, the true versions of teams, do you think, by the time this, and like you said, Ryan, I guess 2 days ago you asked me this, and I'm probably feeling pretty good about it, but the more it goes each day, you just wonder, is this going to look anything like the real thing when it comes to some of these top contenders and their chances at a title?
Yeah, I think for the most part, the contending teams, players will travel and stay and try to win a championship.
Hope so.
I was a little surprised by Avery Bradley deciding not to play. He's the one, I think, guy on the teams that I think are in the top three, the two L.A. teams, the Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference and the Bucks in the Eastern Conference, who is a key cog on the Lakers and decided not to play. There have been some other big names who have pulled out. I mean, Victor Oladipo did it late last week. I mentioned Bradley Beal today. So I think, guys, you know, the, what I'm more worried about, honestly, in the short term or when the games get started in Orlando is certain teams just not being competitive at all. Again, looking at the two on the playoff bubble in the Eastern Conference, the Washington Wizards, now they don't have arguably their three best players. Certainly their two best players in John Wall and Bradley Beal aren't playing, and Davis Bertans, who had a terrific year for them as well. And then the Brooklyn Nets, you could argue that their three top players as well, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now Spencer Dinwiddie aren't playing. And they also have some depth issues with DeAndre Jordan, Wilson Chandler, and Nick Claxton not playing as well. So I think the league should think about the roster limits, guys, and potentially look to expand rosters. Or one interesting idea that Anthony Tolliver had that I'm sure you guys heard in Memphis was allowing free agents to come into the bubble to work out and train and then be available to be integrated on the fly if a team wants to sign them.
No, I thought it was a great idea, and makes a heck of a lot of sense. What Dwight Howard, we saw, opted in. How critical a piece is he for the Lakers in terms of winning the whole thing? No, he's not the starter with McGee there, but has played a ton of minutes. More importantly, keeps Anthony Davis comfortable. He can keep telling himself, I'm at the four. How key is he in terms of them winning a title, his presence?
I think he's very important and got even more important with the decision by Avery Bradley not to play. They're different players, obviously, play totally different positions and different styles. But the Lakers' depth, I think, without Bradley and Howard, if Howard decided not to play, would be significantly tested. And now with Howard, I think the Lakers can rely on their defense. They had a top-five defense this year. Dwight's had a phenomenal year, and I was as critical as anybody of Dwight, questioning why the Lakers signed him and questioning his motivation. Obviously, we'd heard that in some of his recent stops between Houston, Charlotte, Washington. You know, it seemed like he was running out of chances quickly, and he really had a terrific season for the Lakers relative to the expectations coming in. He played a big role for them. So I think it gives the Lakers the ability, specifically their head coach Frank Vogel, the ability to split the minutes at the center position between Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. Frank Vogel's able to overcome foul trouble or an injury to one of those two guys. Usually they play about 18 to 20 minutes a game, and now the Lakers will continue to be probably the biggest, most athletic team in the league, especially on the front line.
You know, Ryan, we have seen, with the MLS, they have this MLS is back tournament that is, supposed to be going on soon. There was supposed to be, a friendly, tomorrow against Nashville, with Nashville and another team, Chicago Fire, but they've had to postpone this game because of just rampant positive tests from the Nashville team. And I worry a little bit here, that we are looking into the future with this, right? I don't know how similar their bubble is. I don't know sort of what the protocols might be totally different, but I think the NBA was totally prepared for at the return of this to have positive tests. Are they prepared for there to be positive tests in this bubble? Because I feel like that is all but a certainty. It has been with the MLS bubble. There were guys who tested negative upon their departure, got there, immediately tested positive. I think that's sort of my largest concern. Is the NBA prepared for that when it ultimately does and will happen?
Well, I think that's a significant concern, especially when you look at the Dallas MLS team who had an outbreak of positive tests and decided just not to go.
Yep.
They're just not going to participate in the restart, which is also in Orlando. So that has to be concerning for the NBA. And look, getting back to the idea that Anthony Tolliver was the first one I saw bring it up, I strongly feel, guys, that the league should bring a pool of free agent players, 10 to 15 guys. That may seem like a lot to some people, but I'd say bring 10 or 15 players at different positions, everywhere from point guard through center, and have them work out and have them train. The league has enough money; they could pay those guys a small stipend to make it worth their while, and so they wouldn't obviously lose money going there. But and then if a team wants to sign them, the teams can even work them out and watch their workouts. And then if there is a rash of positive COVID tests, there are players who are in shape who have already tested negative for the virus and are able to play immediately. Because look at it the other way, guys. If the league does not do that, well, what if a team has a rash of injuries, or more likely an outbreak of the virus, they're depleted, then players have to get on commercial flights and fly to Orlando, which obviously carries some risk, and then the current testing protocols, my understanding of it, guys, is that they have to wait a week to clear all those different protocols and checkpoints before they'd be able to even practice with the team. So I think the league really needs to get out ahead of that and bring NBA-caliber players who are ready and available to play into the bubble and have them on standby for if and when a team needs them.
I'm just curious, is this, you look at the Nets. I mean, they're gonna have probably a couple of guys from Memphis and Chris Chios and Jeremiah Martin. you know, who have to play because they have to field a team. Is this going to actually end up being a possibly, you know, blessing in disguise for some of these guys who would not otherwise be getting any kind of playing time in the playoffs, like a Chris Chioza, but that leads to, you know, more maybe lucrative opportunity with a professional team down the road?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to audition, and I'll give you an example of that. A guy who actually just opted out today with the positive COVID-19 test, Spencer Dinwiddie. He's a guy who bounced around the league a little bit. He was with Detroit and then Chicago, didn't really gain any traction there. With his third team, the Brooklyn Nets, he got an opportunity to play, and he's really taken advantage of that, to the point that he has a three-year, close to $40 million contract, and, scores over 20 points a game and has really established himself as a very good NBA player. I think the teams have to view it that way. But look, what I worry about, I think there will be opportunities for individual players, but what I worry about, guys, from a competitive balance standpoint is, how's the Milwaukee Bucks series going to look in the first round? You know, when they're playing the 8 seed, I think that's going to be, it's certainly likely to be either Washington or a very depleted Brooklyn Nets team. Washington doesn't have their top three players. Brooklyn doesn't either. That could get ugly, and I just think where we are, there's no way around that. And the league, may try to schedule that series with a bunch of condensed games just to get it over with, because I think some of the competitive balance things for TV viewership and listenership could get pretty bad, given the mismatches that some of these games look like on paper.
You know, we have watched Utah try to figure it out with Mike Conley, obviously having the feelings we do for Mike here in Memphis, and sort of would that work out. Do you expect things, though, when it comes to Donovan Mitchell and Gobert? Can they get back to business as usual? Can they get back to, like, chemistry as usual? Once you start playing the basketball again, Ryan, do the feelings go away and the trust automatically returns? Or is that something serious that they'll have to watch there? What do you think happens with those two?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what this COVID-19 test did, guys, in mid-March when the league shut down, was expose some underlying issues that were there. Tim McMahon from ESPN.com wrote a really good article about that today, just some of the friction and tension with Rudy Gobert doing a lot of the dirty work. Obviously, he's a tremendous defensive player. Mm-hmm. He's a multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year winner. He's a great rebounder. He sets good screens. On the court, he's really the kind of teammate that I would like to have personally, because he's so unselfish and doesn't demand the ball or a lot of touches. So I think there was some friction between Rudy and Donovan about that. My guess is once the ball goes up and the game start, they'll put that aside. I mean, look, there have been a lot of great players, obviously in recent history. Kobe and Shaq, probably the best example of it, who didn't really get along but put their differences aside and won championships together. So I think they'll be okay from that regard, guys. I'm more concerned about Utah on the restart, just without Bojan Bogdanovic. I thought he was a real key cog on that team. And given the talent and depth in the Western Conference, if you ask me today if Utah's going to advance past the first round of the playoffs, I'd say they're probably not, given, again, the talent and depth in the West and the fact that the Jazz are missing Bogdanovic.
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. You can catch him on Scouting Pals. It's available on Radio.com, wherever you find your podcast. It's an absolute must-listen if you are an NBA fan. You know, today, Ryan, a lot of people have been talking about the Patrick Mahomes deal. 10 years up to $503 million is what the extension could be worth in the end. I think it'll end up looking like a great deal in 10 years because the cap is going to go up astronomically as it usually does. Who is the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA? Who is sort of the guy who was going to, you know, carry? Is it Zion? Could it be Ja? Is it Giannis? Like, who's the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA in your eyes?
That's a great question. I think the guy who was going to break records was Giannis, but the world changed in mid-March, as you guys know. And so what I mean by that is I think the pandemic and the decrease in revenue, not only for the Bucks specifically, but for the league as a whole, could really negatively impact mm-hmm. Milwaukee and make Giannis more likely to play out his contract and hit the unrestricted free agent market for no reason other than finances, guys. So, you know, he likes it in Milwaukee, but the team has done obviously very well since he's been there, especially since Mike Budenholzer arrived 2 years ago. But, you know, if the money is down and those max extensions are tied to the cap, it obviously makes sense to, you know, keep delaying it, keep pushing out, that extension signing by Giannis, and then, then wait for the economy to rebound and the money to start flowing back in at the levels that were historic, pre-pandemic, prior to the shutdown. So he's the one that the first first name that comes to mind. But going forward, assuming the economy is going to rebound over the next couple of years, the two guys I keep my eye on are Luka Doncic in Dallas and Zion Williamson in New Orleans, with John Morant in your backyard being a third. What I think is going to happen, guys, by the time those three players are extension eligible, hopefully there's a vaccine, the money starts flowing back into the system, and the numbers those guys are looking at, not only on their first extension, but potentially on their second one as well, as they approach their late 20s, could be astronomical, and we could be talking about a number of NBA players who, by the time their career is all said and done, those young stars have made over $500 million from their NBA player contracts alone.
Ryan, how does, other than the obvious, which is winning, but you know, that's what New Orleans had hoped for too with Anthony Davis. How do you avoid that situation? They're hopefully they're banking on not having a repeat with Zion. But if you are Memphis, how do you avoid being that New Orleans situation where it felt like they just messed it up with Anthony, where you didn't have a plan in terms of putting a real winner around him, and eventually he goes out and he thinks about big markets and he leaves you. If you're Memphis, how do you avoid doing that happening with Ja Morant, other than just the obvious winning? What are some of the keys?
Yeah, I think it obviously does start with winning, as you mentioned, but then the plan and the communication of the plan to the player and his agent, in this case, John Morant, I think that's really important as well. But keep in mind, I mean, hopefully this will give your listeners in Memphis some comfort. No player coming off his rookie scale contract, or even approaching the fourth year of his rookie scale contract, which will be John Morant in 2 years, has ever turned down a max extension. Every single player has signed that max extension when it was offered. So the Grizzlies fans should plan on John Morant playing the next couple of years. I think if he stays healthy and continues on this trajectory, offering a max extension is an easy decision for Zach Kleiman in the front office in Memphis. My guess is Morant will sign it. So then it becomes, you know, again, the relationship, the communication, and showing Ja the plan in terms of, hey, look, you're doing great.
Right.
You're an all-star who's potentially headed to the Hall of Fame. Here's what we're going to do with our current roster, and here's what we could do in addition to complement your skill set. And I think that communication, when you have a young star, is so important. It keeps the player happy and then keeps them as part of the program and sweeps any tension or friction under the rug to keep them in a Grizzlies uniform for a long time.
Yeah, that certainly it is. I think that does come as comfort, certainly for the Grizzlies fans who are listening right now. Hey, Ryan, man, we appreciate the time and insight as always, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Always good to be on with you guys. Thanks, Jason and John.
Yep.
Great stuff.
He is Ryan McDonough. Catch him on Scalin Pals. Again, available on radio.com, wherever you get your podcast. Brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Conference Podcast Series. You can catch that on radio.com/Dell. Yeah, how about that? That's good news, right?
Well, we know that he gets the second contract,
right?
Just like AD did.
AD did it, yep.
You're going to sign that max, but it's, do you have enough around him after that, right, to keep him there? You want for the majority of his career, but, or all of his career if you can. But, you know, again, these guys, in a lot of situations, you know, they, especially once they become stars, you look at what it would be like in the big markets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, LeBron now, it wasn't just that in Miami. You had some vets down there that helped. You know, help turn him into a champion. That, you know, made a man out of him, all that said. So, some different factors there. But look, I want to keep Ja here the entire time. I want to be like Kobe with the Lakers and realize he's no question getting to a second contract. Question is, do you have enough around him? Have you developed enough around him by that point to keep him happy, to keep him feeling like I can compete here for titles? Because that's what's going to be about at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be, but yeah, I mean, obviously the money's going to be there. It'll be about, and I'm sort of with Sane in that. I'd love to believe that you've got the three, you know, big keys right now in Brooks and Jaren and Ja, but it feels like it's going to take something bigger. But what you've got are, you know, you got assets now when it comes to your draft picks and all that. You got assets after you get past Boston here, which is going to happen this year. You've got guys that are tradable and valuable, like a Brandon Clark. So maybe you put all that into something, whether it's Brooks or not involved in that, and you get something big. That's the sort of the way you can envision this thing getting to the next level, adding a big piece through trade, or for you, you know, that's the way it looks like to me with all these assets they're amassing.
Exactly, I think that's exactly right. So anyway, there you go. Appreciate Ryan McDonough for joining us on the show today. We'll come back, wrap it up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up. Because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool,
and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. Child to 51555.
Hi, it's Glenna Ward with Intercom Radio and Digital Solutions. For my entire career, I have helped Memphians with their advertising needs. So whether you need help with your radio advertising or a digital plan, call me. I have experience in helping all types of businesses reach their sales and branding goals. 901-337-9857. There's no cost in a conversation, so let's talk. Whether it is branding or a special event or sale, 901-337-9857. Thanks.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville. One of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Summertime is here. You're going to be by the pool. You're going to be in the yard. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're doing those things. And if so, New Amsterdam Vodka is perfect for making great summertime drinks. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, I swear to you, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There's an 80-proof New Amsterdam vodka. There's a 100-proof New Amsterdam vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so make sure to keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
I'm Listening Daily, here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Chris Donahue with a daily mental checklist.
The first thing you can do every day is start your day by asking yourself, what am I grateful for? That sets a positive tone. Also, in what ways and with whom am I going to connect to today? Because again, we're working on reaching out to others, letting them connect to us, but also making sure we're not getting lonely and isolated. We also want to look at expectations we have on ourselves. Be flexible, hold it loosely, allow yourself to have a day that is not necessarily the normal or the standard. Also, making sure you're going outside, in what ways am I going to go outside for sunlight and fresh air? And finally, how today am I going to move my body, because movement is part of physical health but also part of mental health.
Let's end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you. And even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. And make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You can't go to a bar starting tomorrow at midnight in Memphis and Shelby County. This means you're going to be drinking at home for the foreseeable future. Best way to do that is with a bottle of River Set Rye. It's a 93 proof small batch rye whiskey. It's smooth. It tastes amazing. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. Drink it neat. Drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. I don't care how you drink it. It's all good any way you choose. Pick it up wherever fine liquors are sold. It's made right here in Memphis. It's the best part about it. When you pick up a bottle, you're supporting locally, you're drinking locally, and that's the best thing you can do right now. So join the Rye Revolution. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of River Set Rye Whiskey today wherever fine liquors are sold. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Been a great day here on the show. We've had many great guests, Ryan McDonough, Anthony Sane, Eric Bossy on the show. Man, I almost want to go celebrate at a bar. You know? I almost want to go. That's how good this show has been. I almost want
to go. It's hard that the bars were just the last line for you in terms of encourage, discourage.
Won't lie to
Shut
you.
Shut down bars. Got Eeyore John.
Well, because
like Nashville did this, Friday? This was inevitable.
Yes. And you know, casinos in
You knew this was coming.
Casinos in California, 19 counties were shut. Look, it's just a step backwards. That's what it represents. Right. It represents a step back. You know, we're not moving forward with this. We've been in the thick of this for 4 months, you know.
It's a necessary step back, though, John.
It is, but I'm disappointed that we have to do it. You know, I'm disappointed that we have to – you know, that we have to go back is I guess sort of where it comes from, you know, that we have to, you know, we're not controlling it. We're not any, you know, it doesn't seem like we're in any better shape, you know, than we were in March. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And I know people will get mad at me for saying this. I know people.
I don't think so. How can you win the case?
Well, I mean, we're supposed to, like, you know, pretend that everything is fine, you know.
I mean, well, we did that for too long.
Right. Right. So it's, you know. And I honestly, like, how many times can I get on here and say, wear a mask? You know, how many times can I do that? I mean, people are going to do what they want to do, you know? It is what it is.
Well, no, I mean, I hope that this news, and look, I hate it for bar owners, for restaurants, all that, because we talked about this, the opening and then having to close again and what mm-hmm. they could represent in terms of now you're sending folks home again. I hate it. I can't, you know, for that industry, for the folks that, you know, can't go to work, it's terrible. But you do, you know, if this news of this is what it takes to get us all serious again, to start to not, John, be looking at it as, oh, whatever I want to do on the mask, to be taking it seriously. Oh, no, this thing's not going away. Oh, I it can't be because they've gone backwards. They've now, closed bars again. If that's what it takes to get us back into, you know, to raising the DEFCON level on this thing again, for lack of a better phrase, then that's what it's gonna take. Because what we can't do is sit here, to your point, and just treat it as if it's not out there and it doesn't exist. That's how we're gonna overrun hospitals. All that we get to a real place where it gets severely worse, and it's already bad. So I understand what you're saying, John. It is discouraging. You know, I once had an editor tell me, you know, you these two step, you take a step back, right, to hopefully take a step forward or whatever it is, or two steps back to take a step forward. You hope in this case that it's, you know, it's for the good.
Now, what did your editor tell you, man?
It was something after a UTEP loss. I'm trying to remember how it went. And my whole thing was,
it obviously stuck with you.
Remember the regular season loss before they go out
there
and win?
They lost by 30.
Yeah. And I think I had come at, you know, the approach after the game was, well, they took us, you know, took a step back here clearly, because remember that team at that point needed to be getting some things going to make the conference tournament, all that stuff, and actually have a chance. And it wasn't, and it just felt like a step back. But, and David Williams told me, dude, that is, you know, that's bound to happen sometimes. You got to have more of a story than just that. That's life, taking a step back to be better. Like, give me a better lead than that, brother. That's first year, I think it was, covering the Tigers. And so, the point was, it's inevitable. There's always going to be steps back. The hope is that you're doing it with a purpose that you're going to be better off for it.
Yeah, but this is like a group project, you know, and I hate group projects.
What do you mean it's like a group project?
Because you depend on other people to do their jobs, you know. Do your job, and we'll be able to submit a good project. Everybody ain't going to do their job. Everybody ain't going to wear a mask. Everybody ain't going to social distance. Everybody ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but you got most common sense folks out here are wearing masks.
Well, then why do we have the case count then?
Because we weren't for a minute. The common sense folks, we'd forgotten. We raised our hands to this. This is not new information.
So you
expect, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were both saying the same thing.
So you expect in mid-July
a lot of folks.
The case counts to go down.
I expect it. My hope is that we get something out of what we've done here the last week and a half. Yes, and for many of us, it's going all the way back to basically just not doing anything, staying at home again. Mm-hmm. Now we haven't branded it that way. You know, we haven't said we're going all the way back. Because why? Because I think, John, we'd have some folks like you. We'd have folks going absolutely crazy if we branded it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we go back to doing some of the things we were doing early on, hunkering down, whatever, staying in the phase that we're in. What is this, two? But essentially
really phase one.
Essentially going back to zero. I mean, practice.
No, you're right.
Because I'm not going. I mean, you can look at the numbers and say that's what's needed.
Yeah, no, you're
at
right.
this point, it's gotten out of control, man. So let's hunker back down, and again another 2 weeks of this, 3 weeks of this, maybe we've made a significant dent, or at least to the point that we're not getting overrun again. We cannot have that happen again. We cannot have it happen. What happened in New York? We cannot have that happening all over the country. We're not prepared for it. Mm-hmm. It's gonna damage us in ways we have no idea how long the impact will last.
Agreed.
So let's get it back under control, John. We'll have an NBA season. All right? So you can stay happy.
We'll have a start of an NBA
encouraged.
Season. We'll have a start of an NBA season. I make no promises beyond that. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not encouraged right now. It is what it is. I mean, I think that's a perfectly natural feeling, you know? You don't have to, you know, put on a facade. When I'm optimistic, I am. It's a genuine thing. I'm discouraged by what I saw in the MLS. I don't think that is a good sign or a good sort of foreboding for the NBA as they attempt to do the same thing. But I hope I'm wrong. I've never wanted anything more in my life than to be wrong right now. Thanks to Ryan McDonough. Thanks to Anthony Sain. And thanks to Eric Bossy for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Summertime is here. You're going to be by the pool. You're going to be in the yard. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're doing those things. And if so, New Amsterdam Vodka is perfect for making great summertime drinks. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, I swear to you, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There's an 80-proof New Amsterdam vodka. There's a 100-proof New Amsterdam vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so make sure to keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Sports are back, and Iron Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for $140 a month for May of next year. This includes driving range, chipping greens, and everything you need to take your game to the next level. Visit IronGolfCC.com and sign up today. Iron Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross near Shelby Drive.
Are you bored and ready to get out of the house? You need to come to Top Gun Memphis. Do you need a new firearm? You need to come to Top Gun Memphis. Are you in need of ammunition to protect yourself or your family? Top Gun Memphis has it. Top Gun Memphis is the largest indoor shooting facility and gun store in the Mid-South. We also have your permit to carry classes as well. And we have Ferguson's Barbecue inside. You can come out and shoot and take your permit to carry class and eat barbecue all at the same time. 2770 Witten Road, TopGunMemphis.com.
I'm Listening Daily, here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Chris Donahue with a daily mental checklist.
The first thing you can do every day is start your day by asking yourself, what am I grateful for? That sets a positive tone. Also, in what ways and with whom am I going to connect to today? Because again, we're working on reaching out to others, letting them connect to us, but also making sure we're not getting lonely and isolated. We also want to look at expectations we have on ourselves. Be flexible, hold it loosely, allow yourself to have a day that is not necessarily the normal or the standard. Also, making sure you're going outside. In what ways am I going to go outside for sunlight and fresh air? And finally, how today am I going to move my body, because movement is part of physical health but also part of mental health.
Let's end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
It's 2 p.m. in Memphis. Giannotto and Jeffrey time. Get off the fence.
Get off the fence!
Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, along with Jeffrey Wright.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis's direct-hitting radio show.
The fruitful land in the world. Giannotto.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.